Here we are, day three at Mix09, and I've run into the guys from DevExpress, and they have a few new controls to show us, so why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Azrith, I'm from DevExpress, and thanks for having me here, Adam. Mm-hmm. We are here at Mix this year, really excited about Light 3, what it offers. So we have really huge plans mm-hmm. in terms of what we can do in that space. And in general here, I'm here to introduce a couple of controls to your viewers that you guys might not be familiar with. Mm-hmm. So one of the cool things that we have done in Civilite is we took up a challenge saying, well, people said, well, things are not possible in Civilite. This is not possible. That is not possible. We said, well, let us try.
Okay, we can do. Great.
So one of the things we have done, obviously, we have done a free database grid.
Okay.
Free data grid for Civilite. All the grouping, sorting functionality, all there. Mm-hmm. We released the menu control. But those are complex controls, but, you know, they weren't that tough to port because we have so much experience building grids, menus, and things like this.
Right, they're kind of traditional, rich controls.
But there was this limitation of editing text, right, in Civilite.
Yeah.
So, and people were saying, like, well, it's not possible, and people were attempting to, you know, post the ASP version of it, make the plugin window less, but we said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to write a full-blown rich editor control, rich text editor control in Civilite, natively in Civilite. So I'm going to show you some of that right now.
I see a lot of people requesting that,
there is a big need for that. And we have the development for this one is going in parallel with the WinForms version as well.
Okay.
So we have the same RTF, or document model core that we use for WinForms and the the Civilite work. So here I have on the screen the basic layout. So you see I have two columns, three columns actually, basic formatting. I can, you know, underline stuff or just select here. For example, I can underline stuff.
Okay.
Say change the font, make it bigger.
And this is all Silverlight.
This is all HTML. Exactly. This is all native Silverlight.
And right.
Zoom out, zoom in.
So even the columns, I mean, is that a table structure?
Yeah, it doesn't fully support tables yet.
Okay.
We're working on it, but it will support full table support. So it's going to be a complete experience, complete word experience, if you like.
Yeah.
So this is what we're shooting for. And as you can see right now, I'm looking at three pages here.
Mm-hmm.
So this control itself can be hosted in your applications without the toolbar, without the menu, and or you can host the whole experience, the whole editor, with the toolbar, with the menu, and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And just zoom out here.
So you can use it to just view the text.
Yeah, you can
well
either view it or edit it.
Okay. And multiple pages at the same time.
Full support for, you know, bells and whistles like spell checking.
Yes, people love that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, for example, this one shows different, you know, character formatting options, paragraph formatting.
Great.
So I can, for example, you know, we actually have this triple click here. So, you know, one click, we select the one line.
Oh, okay.
Double click, select a paragraph. Triple click, we, you know, even go further, right?
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
So that's nice. So this is something that, you know, people said cannot be done in Civilite 2 even, and we said, well, no, it can.
Mm-hmm.
So we went ahead and implemented that, and it's something that's available right now as beta for download.
Great.
So that's Civilite. So another control that we're doing for Civilite is the layout control, which there's this concept of panels in Civilite and WPF, right?
Right.
So we have a grid, we have a stack panel, we have a canvas, right? But they're great, but they're kind of, primitive blocks are great for building simple layouts, right? But what if you are to build a really, really complex data entry form where you don't really know ahead, you know, where you're text edit is going to be, and if you're going to put that in a grid, you're going to always specify the grid.column, grid.row, right? And if you are to change something later on, you always have to go back and adjust everything.
Sure.
Step by step. So with the layout control, what it allows you to do is just quickly at runtime recustomize all that, save that layout in, let's say, an XML file.
Okay.
And next time you go back, you have that. So you give that end user customization capability of your layout. So that's really something we're also proud of.
So that's something that you're working on now.
But no, that's something available already.
Oh, okay. All right. Great.
So that's Civilite. For the WPF, we have a version of our grid for WPF with all the bells and whistles that you want: grouping, filtering, sorting, server mode functionality. Like one of the very exciting things in this mix that was shown in Civilite 3 is the server mode type feature that we had for a number of years. Let's in our WinForms world and in WPF world.
Mm-hmm.
Like every operation that we do on a grid can be performed on the server side, and
right.
we will bring the data back only the amount of data that's needed to display, right? And next time we scroll, we bring more and more and more and more.
Sure.
So that's something we had for a number of years in WinForms world. So we had we ported that to WP Award as well. So we're gonna have that in the Civilite world as well.
Okay.
So here on the screen, I have this pretty great. It's a basic functionality, like this allows you to filter and sort and things like this. I can group by, let's say, region.
And the nice thing here is that it's all for the user.
Yes,
right?
it's all for the end user. So you don't have to code anything like that yourself, right? Anymore, you just drop this.
Yeah.
And
then the user can filter the data how they need to.
The way I like to look at it is like even if you don't have our components in your toolbox and you start with the built-in tools, you develop your first application, change everything to DevExpress controls, and release a new version.
Right.
And
with
your
a ton of new features.
Yeah, I mean, we spent 2 years working on this, but that's actually people are doing that and like proud and writing us letters like, wow, I released a new version.
My customer, got me a raise.
Yeah, my customers love me. It's like,
that's great.
So here we have a WPF grid, grouping, sorting, filtering, and all that. One of the cool features of all our grids is this layout architecture, right? So underneath, it does all the plumbing, but then the presentation could be different.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, do things like this, like different layouts, card views, and things like that. So the grid does not have to display tabular data only. So we can change how the view looks. For example, here is a really pretty example of a rotated card, and one of the cool things, if you had a touch screen, for example, you could have just touched it and rotated, for example. So that's really nice. So I think this is all I want to show today.
Great.
Come definitely check our website, download the bits, and you'll be blown away.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks all for right. having us.